If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Russ Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby. Vegas, week five in the National Football League, and everybody loves listening to the Even Money Podcast, primarily probably because of him, Steve Fezzik, the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football betting. Make sure you check him out on Twitter, at Fezzik Sports, and retweet when he retweets me or us, at Ross Tucker NFL, the former NFL offensive lineman, or our great producer, Brian, at RTF Podcast. We are, of course, presented by the awesome dudes over at BetDSI.com. If you're listening to this podcast, then obviously you have an interest in placing wagers on games. Well, if that's the case, why not accept the free $15 that I'm trying to give you at BetDSI.com using the promo code Tucker15? It doesn't have to be for NFL games. It can, but you'll love BetDSI.com. Very quick, intuitive. The mobile site on your phone works great. Most importantly, though, I'm giving you free $15 at Tucker15 using that code at BetDSI.com. Mr. Fezzik, how are you doing this morning?
I am good. And you know what? If your listeners want to have a real good time with that, take the Tucker15, take the $15, write down every one of Ross's or my picks, parlay them all together, and go for a life-changing payout with the free $15.
Nice. I like it, Steve. Good sales pitch there. Let's talk about last week before we get into this week. I was down one unit last week. You were up two units, Steve. So overall on the year to this point, I am up three units. You, my friend, are now up five units. So you are in the lead. To get a little specific with last week's picks, we were 1-1 on the best bets. We were all over the Pittsburgh Steelers in that best bet, but the New York Jets really, really let us down in a major way. You lost three units on the Jets. I lost two units on the Jets. That hurt. In terms of the Lions and the Bears, you won two units on that one. We went head-to-head. I lost two units on that one. I also lost a couple units with the New England Patriots. You lost a couple units taking San Francisco. The Cowboys gave me a unit. I wish I bet a little bit more on them. I got two units from the LA Rams. Thank you, LA Rams. And then the last one was the best bet, except you got three units. Two units on the Steelers, one unit on the over. I wimped out, only put one unit on the Steelers. So that was my issue, is I won several bets, but the ones I won, I only put one unit on it. So let's both of us do better this week, Steve. Let's roll, Bri.
All right, we got to start off with Thursday night. Thursday night, Ross, Arizona at San Francisco. The Cardinals minus 3.5 points. Our total is 42.
I really don't know what to say about this one. I mean, this is a tough one to me, to say the least. Carson Palmer not playing. Drew Stanton is. The Niners tend to play better at home. This is almost a must win for the Arizona Cardinals. This is a tough one for me, Steve, and ultimately I just don't have enough confidence in them or Drew Stanton to lay the 3.5 points. I am going to pass this game at this time.
So I'm having a flashback to the 11-5 Arizona team that won the division. When Palmer goes down, Stanton takes over. And then Ryan Lindley ultimately takes over and is just the worst playoff quarterback in the history of the NFL. Arizona really should be 3-1. They should have beaten New England opening night. They really should have beaten the Rams. I still have them rated with Stanton 8 points better than San Francisco. So I certainly would lean with Arizona. You know, Arizona has a pretty long history. More often than not, they take the ball when they win the coin toss. And San Fran has been deferring. Not that that necessarily has to continue, but at 1-3 and desperate, I'm going to take a couple prop bets on this game. Let's take Arizona to score first. Going to have to lay probably minus $1.40. I think we'll put one unit on that. And we'll put one unit on San Francisco in the third quarter, plus a half. We're going to have to lay minus $1.40 on that one as well. So two prop bets for a Thursday night game.
All right, Steve, let's go to the Sunday games. Houston at Minnesota. I will actually be there. That's our first Sunday game to talk about. Minnesota, minus 6.5 points, and our total is 40.
Bradford playing great. Home field advantage huge in U.S. Bank Stadium, where they've kicked butt their first two games. The Vikings are actually, my numbers say there's a little bit of value, but you know what? They're 4-0 straight up. They're 4-0 against the spread. They got a short week off of a great Monday night victory. And my experience has been you don't make money hopping on the train late after a team covers four straight games. I will pass.
Yeah, I just don't like giving up that many points to a team that has shown itself to be somewhat decent, like the Houston Texans. 6.5 points sounds like a lot, especially for a Vikings team that I don't expect to score that many points. I'd probably lean Houston in this one, but I'm going to pass this one as well.
All right, Ross, Tennessee at Miami. The Dolphins minus 3.5 points. Our total is 43.5 points, and that's assuming the game even gets played on Sunday in Miami.
Right. Obviously, there are some weather issues that they're concerned about down there, and rightfully so. I don't think the Dolphins are a good team. Now, they did have extra time to prepare, and they were embarrassed on national television. But the Titans have been close in every game they've played so far this year against all teams that are better than the Miami Dolphins. So I'm going to put two units on the Tennessee Titans, and I'm going to put one unit on the under in this game. The total is 43.5. I think it's a low-scoring game. The wind might be a factor there in Miami. Low-scoring game. Neither one of these teams can score very much. Wouldn't be surprised if the Titans won the game, but getting 3.5 points, I love it. Two units on the Titans, one unit on the under, 43.5. And again, the Titans getting 3.5 points.
Latest weather update, partly cloudy. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. If it's 20, that's certainly going to impact the scoring. Heat index 90. I agree with you, Ross. Tennessee is every bit as good as Miami. Miami, I only give two for home field. I know they renovated the stadium. I don't think that's going to make much of a difference. For whatever reason, the crowd noise, the support just is not there. I don't like going against a team embarrassed on national TV, especially one that had 10 days to prepare, but they've got hurricane distractions. I'll take Tennessee, one unit plus the 3.5.
The best bet.
Steve, the New England Patriots get Tom Brady back. They're also at the Cleveland Browns. New England minus 10.5 points, 46.5 the total.
You know, Hugh Jackson actually has Cleveland averaging almost 6 yards per play. NFL average is 5.5, so that's just amazing how productive they've been on offense. They're awful on defense. This is a statement game to the league. Brady comes back, and what does New England tend to do in situations like that? Run up the score and flip the bird to the NFL. And I really think if Washington can put 31 on you and Baltimore 25, I think New England can put 31 plus on Cleveland. I don't lay double digits in an NFL game, but I will play the over 46.5 two units.
Interesting. Yeah, man, I still feel like New England's going to win by more than 10.5, but I'm with you. That is a lot. And it's not even 10, it's 10.5. I'm going to pass that part of it, but I would lean towards New England still if I had to there. I think there's a better chance that they win by that amount, but I'm not going to play the game. And the total number, I'm with you on that one, Steve. I'll put one unit on the over. I think New England scores quite a bit, and Cleveland has found a way to manufacture points somehow so far this year. So I'll put a unit on the over for our first best bet.
The best bet.
Actually, that's our second best bet. Now let's go for a third. The Jets at the Steelers, Pittsburgh minus 7 with a total of 48.
So, all right. I'm looking at this one, and if it got to 7.5, I'd probably take the Jets. But they've been really disappointing to me. I think I've lost a decent amount of money on the Jets so far this year. The Steelers were rolling the other night. I'm sure the Jets will have a better chance to keep it close, but I don't anticipate them, you know, staying within 7 ultimately. I feel like the Steelers get a late score, so I would lean Pittsburgh in this one. I'm not going to lay 7 points, though. I will put a point on the under, or unit, I should say, on the under 48. That's pretty high with the way the Jets have been struggling offensively. So I'll put one unit on the under 48 in that one.
Yeah, I was looking at the Jets and thinking under because Fitzpatrick has thrown nine, Ross, interceptions the last 2 games. And because of that, you have to feel the Jets are going to emphasize taking care of the football, not making mistakes. But here's why I can't do it. I make the total 50, and largely my numbers are off the charts towards the over in Pittsburgh games, and here's why. Pittsburgh's played 2 home games, driving rainstorm against the Bengals, driving rainstorm against Kansas City. And I really think that their offense has been fine, but their defense looks really good statistically. And I think the numbers are all biased based upon that bad weather. I think if you just bet Pittsburgh games over throughout October, I think you're going to make money. I will pass the game.
All right, Steve, how about Washington at Baltimore? The Ravens are minus 4, and our total is 45.
I had a small lean to the Ravens in the game, but every time I watch them, the eye test says they just can't score enough points. Some hurricane issues here, potentially, but it looks like the weather is going to be okay. Nothing too severe, and I was looking potentially to play over, but with the weather concerns, I'm going to pass again.
You know, I'm looking at this one, and how much are the weather concerns, Steve?
Let's pull it up here, Russ. It looked like for a while, actually it looks good now, partly cloudy, north wind, only 4 to 9, game temperature 61, so weather looks good.
In Baltimore?
Yes.
I like the Ravens to bounce back from that loss. I'm not feeling the Redskins right now. I wish this number was 2.5. Over 4, the Ravens always play in close games, so I'm going to pass this one. I would probably lean Baltimore if I had to, but because they always play in close games, it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me to give 4 points.
Ross, Philly at Detroit, the Eagles minus 3, total 46.
Coming off a bye week, so you never really know, but the Lions' defense has been getting torched lately. They're still without Ziggy Ansah and DeAndre Levy. And the Eagles still have their offensive line intact for at least this week. Lane Johnson's still playing. Plus, they get Zach Ertz back. I'm gonna keep rolling with the Eagles. I'm going to put 2 units on the Eagles to win by more than 3 points. I may end up regretting it, but they've proven to me with that Steelers game that they're pretty good up front, both sides of the ball, and the kid can play. 2 units on the Eagles laying the 3 points.
There's no doubt that the kid can play. I've been super impressed with Wentz, despite the rib problem and only getting 1 preseason game. He's really kicking some butt, and I've got Philly up 7 points from my week 1 power rating. I've got him 2 points better than average team. However, the look-ahead line on this game was Detroit minus 1, and you know how I am about making adjustments, Russ. So Philly didn't play last week. Detroit played a horrible game against Chicago, but now we've flipped this line. We moved it 4 points, and I really feel, just to put it in perspective, if the season started today and all the teams were 0-0, and you asked me, set season win numbers for these teams, I'd say Philly 9, Detroit 7. And a 9-win team on the road should – now, of course, that wouldn't be accurate now with their bad record and good record, but if they're 0-0. So a 9-win team should not be laying 3 on the road to a 7-win team, especially a team like Detroit that sucks on the road and has always been good at home, especially the way their quarterback slings the ball around. in the dome. So I see it as a no-brainer. I think Philly, Wentz will be better, but I don't want a 3-0 team off a bye. 3-0 teams go to Cabo and celebrate off byes. Detroit, plus the 3, an unpopular pick, 2 units.
All right, Steve, how about Chicago at Indianapolis? The Colts are minus 4.5 points, and the total is 48.
Very interesting. First time in NFL history a team goes to London and plays the next week. Now, they requested this from the league office. They did not want to have an early season bye, so they actually asked to play. So they're not going to blame it on the league. But to go to London, play the game, have to fly back, and have a week of prep. I keep thinking back to when Notre Dame went to Dublin, and the next week I think they almost lost to Navy or somebody awful. And I think it just has such an impact on your schedule and your jet lag and everything else. And frankly, I would have liked Chicago with my power ratings. Anyways, I've got the teams almost equal. Chicago plays harder, obviously, for Hoyer than they do for the much despised Cutler. Chicago plus 4.5, 3 units, my best bet.
Love it. Sharing a brain. Bears playing much, much better with Brian Hoyer. I don't understand this line at all. I really don't. Short week for the Colts. I guess not short week, but they're coming back from London, like you said. I think the Bears win the game, and you're giving them 4.5 points. Thank you very much. I'll put 2 units. 3 sounds like a lot, but I'll put 2 units on the Bears as well. That's a big-time best bet.
The best bet.
And speaking of best bets, Bri, if you want to place a bet, so to speak, you can do it from a fantasy perspective over at DraftKings.com. It's not a bet, but it is a chance to play fantasy football for real money. In the week one contest, the guy that finished 800th took home $100. So think about that for a second. You get to win even if you don't win. You still win money. Don't wait. Get to DraftKings.com now and choose your players for this weekend's contest. Enter promo code FUMBLE, and you can play for free with your first deposit. That's promo code FUMBLE to play free for your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend. Only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details.
All right, Ross, moving on to the late afternoon games. First one, Atlanta at Denver. The Broncos minus 5.5, and our total is 47.5.
Really interesting game. The Broncos have a great football team. The Falcons have a great offense right now. So great offense versus great team on the road. Not loving the Falcons in this one. We'll see if they can keep the momentum going. I'm going to pass this game. Even I thought about taking the under, but the Broncos' offense is pretty decent, so I can easily see this being a 24-23 game, something like that, maybe even a little bit more. So I'm going to pass this game entirely.
Ross, my last update, Simeon is downgraded to questionable. You got any new news on whether he'll play?
No, but I do think it's an opportunity, based on the injury, for Kubiak to be able to get a look-see at Paxton Lynch without officially benching Simeon and making that move. So it's a way for him to get Lynch some reps and see what Lynch can do without, you know, benching Simeon, which he doesn't want to do. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if Lynch plays.
I'm going to pass the game. If Lynch gets reported in, money will come on Atlanta, and then shortly thereafter, money will come on the under. So go ahead and monitor it, and I will tell you, I will have something on the under in this game because I make the game 47. So, but that's with Simeon. If Lynch plays, I'm sure Denver will be a little bit more vanilla, and I think the under will be a good bet, but only if it's Lynch.
All right, Steve. Buffalo at Los Angeles. The Rams minus 2.5, and our total, a week low, 39.5.
Yes, and total is low for a reason. You know, L.A. is 3-1. I think they're awful. I watch every play that the Rams have snapped, and I think they could be 0-4. Seattle fumbled going in, although the Rams did play a great game week 2. But their wins weeks 3 and weeks 4 here, I think, was much more Tampa Bay just beating themselves. And then last week, Arizona just imploded and played a horrible game. I'm not impressed by the Rams. Their stats are lousy. So I like Buffalo in the game. I'm going to bet two bets on Buffalo. I'm going to take Buffalo plus the two. I'm sorry, plus the 2.5. I'm also going to do a teaser. Remember, when we do a teaser, we have to get two games right, not one. So we're going to tease Buffalo. We're going to get an extra 6 points up to plus 8.5. And I'm going to tease them to the Green Bay Packers, who are playing on Sunday night, down from minus 7. That line just dropped down to 7. Down to minus 1 in a two-team teaser for one unit.
I'm with you on the Bills. I think they're a better team than the Rams. I think they're playing better right now. I give the Rams all the credit in the world for winning those last three games, and they're playing this one at home. But I like the Bills to keep the momentum going after this coaching change. I think they have a great chance to win the game outright. They're getting 2.5 points. I'll put two units on the Bills to keep this momentum going. Best bet.
Are we calling it a best bet? All right.
The best bet.
Ross, the Oakland Raiders, they are hosting the San Diego Chargers. Oakland minus 3.5, our total 50.
Interesting game, and I'm gonna put a unit on the Raiders here, even though they're laying 3.5 points. Really don't like that the Chargers don't have Jason Verrett. Did that move the line at all, Steve?
It's pretty much been dropping slightly, open 4 down to 3.5, and a lot of that's just because it's a desperation spot for San Diego and a must-win.
Yeah, I hear that, but I don't know. I just think the Raiders are the better team, and they throw the ball extremely well, and now the Chargers are without their best defensive player in Jason Verrett. I'll just put one unit on the Raiders. I don't like the 3.5 number. I wish it was 2.5, but I still think the Raiders win this one.
Yeah, my power rating's like Oakland, but the spot, the desperate 1-3 team that actually was 4-0 with 2 minutes to play in the game, McCoy on the hot seat. Oakland, 2 road game wins, and now they come back home. That's not a good spot. And I just hate laying 3.5. I will pass the game.
All right, Steve, we got Cincinnati Bengals at the Dallas Cowboys. Bengals minus 1, total 45.5.
Be the team, Bri. Pretend you're part of the team. So we're the Cincinnati Bengals. Hugh Jackson, our offensive coordinator, leaves. We lose Jones. We lose Sanu, our number 2 and number 3 wide receivers. And, of course, Eifert, our tight end, has been hurt all year long. All we have is A.J. Green. So we struggle. We're lucky to get by the Jets. We get beat by Pittsburgh. But we're slowly improving, getting used to the new player personnel. Take care of business against Miami. Now we got 10 more days to prepare. And the loss of Hugh Jackson, we're still adjusting to. But I think Perfect comes back, the knucklehead linebacker that'll put a wallop on you. The Bengals might get Eifert back this week. Probably not, though. I think probably not. But I don't think it matters. They're the best team the Cowboys have played. Dallas, hey, Dak Prescott's played great. But the team imploded last year when they lost Romo, and Dez didn't play. And I don't think Dez is playing here. Cowboys have not played a good team. They played well. They played the Giants, what, Washington. And then they beat the Bears, and they beat San Francisco. This will be the best team they have to play. They're not going to win this game. They have almost no home field advantage in that big, cavernous Jerry Jones Dome. Bengals minus 1, 2 units.
Wow. Interesting, Steve. Really interesting. I'm going to go the other way, I think. I'm going to put one unit on the Cowboys. Really like what I've seen from Dak Prescott. I think they got a pretty good chance to win the game. I guess it's only 1 point, but which really effectively does very little, I guess, right, Steve, the 1 point?
It's worth about just about 2% chance the team wins by exactly 1 point.
Got it. Well, at any rate, I like the Cowboys to win the game. I just like the momentum they've got going, the O-line. It seems like Zeke Elliott and Prescott are both getting better each week as young players. So put one unit on the Cowboys the other way.
All right, Ross, Sunday night, Giants at Packers, Green Bay minus 7.5, our total 48.
Bri, you didn't say it right.
Sunday night is football night.
Yes! There you go, Bri. You got to say that. I work for NBC, contractually obligated that somebody has to say that. Sunday night is football night. This is an interesting one to me. The Packers laying 7.5. That half is very appetizing. The Giants, short week, back to the Midwest again. Back-to-back games against quality opponents in the Midwest. I can see how people would shy away. But I think they're going to be able to score a lot more against Green Bay than they did against Minnesota. I'll put two units on the Giants getting the 7.5 points to keep it closer.
Yeah, we've got that teaser on the Packers already. I got a stat here. I'm not really sure how they're doing this, but in the first half, the Packers have scored over 300 points in recent times while giving up 100. This team just absolutely kicks butt in the first half, and then puts their foot off the gas. Remember the Detroit-Green Bay game where they led 31-3 and only won 31-24. We already teased Green Bay with Buffalo for a unit to win the game. Let's play Green Bay in the first half, -4, one unit. That way I can win my first half bet and sit back and watch Ross win his bet on the Giants for the game.
All right, Steve, finish it off. Monday Night Football, Tampa at Carolina, Panthers -7, and the total is off the board.
Right, so no one knows if Cam Newton's going to play. Derek Anderson's still in the league, amazing, and looking pretty good. Carolina, good bounce-back spot after giving up 500 points to Atlanta. Oh, no, that's 500 yards to Atlanta. Felt like 500 points. I don't think the food will be as good in Carolina as it will be in Green Bay, where I would love to be in the press box for some bratwurst. But I don't have much on this game because I don't want to bet with the uncertainty of whether Cam is playing or not playing. So it's a pass.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I'll be really curious to see, Steve, what the line move is when that declares itself. Because Derek Anderson played pretty darn good last week, and Cam has not been great so far this year. I'll be on the sideline for this one for Westwood One. I think the line's probably about right here. If I had to lean one way, I would lean towards the Carolina Panthers, even though they're laying the 7, but I'm not going to do that. I just don't have enough confidence in the way they're playing right now to do that. So instead, I'm going to pass that one, but I would be a Carolina lean, and that'll do it for the Even Money podcast this week. Remember to send in any emails you ever have with specific questions. Just send them to me, ross@rostucker.com. Any specific gambling, wagering questions you have for Steve, ross@rostucker.com. You can even put Even Money in the subject line if you want. And if you send it with a sponsor confirmation from BetDSI or DraftKings, I guarantee we will read and respond to it on this podcast. Other than that, I think we're done. Good luck, everybody. Hope you win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the Fantasy Feast Podcast, and the College Draft Podcast, all available on iTunes at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.
Speaking of winning money, if you guys win some, and a lot of you will, you should really check out richuncles.com. They are investing in commercial real estate. It's a REIT, a real estate investment trust that pools investors' money together, letting them get in on bigger deals like commercial property that's rented to creditworthy tenants like Walgreens and Chase Bank. Look, it's an investment, so it has some risks, not guaranteed. So go to their website and check out more. Rich Uncles REIT, a Reg A Tier 2 offering. Go to richuncles.com. That's richuncles.com or call 855-RICH-UNCLES.
Rich Uncles REIT is seeking indications of interest concerning its Reg A Tier 2 securities offering. Any indication of interest involves no obligation or commitment of any kind. No money or other consideration is being solicited, and if sent in response, will not be accepted. No sales will be made or commitments to purchase accepted until the offering statement is qualified. This media outlet is being paid under $2,000 by Rich Uncles for this single message.